grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Really appreciate everybody being here this afternoon. We welcome you on behalf of Nelda's family and our fellowship. Everyone here has a story of how your life is better because you knew Nelda and shared her love. Love of country, community, family. She lived her life with full and constant gratitude for her blessings, most of all the blessings of those who loved her. We especially thank Doris Manuel and Dorothy Pringler for their abiding care for her. We celebrate Nelda today with music, pictures, scripture, and most of all, the stories. Let us pray. Our God of grace and glory, we remember and honor Nelda today. And we thank you for giving her to us to know and to love. By your compassionate presence, console us in our mourning. Inspire in us the confidence of a certain faith, the comfort of a holy hope, and the peace which passes all understanding through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Members of the family who loved her and who she loved dearly now have a series of their tributes.
Hello. I'm Lauren, Liz and Bob's youngest. Bear with me. I was supposed to be able to do it in a funny way, but it probably won't happen. I have the privilege of having the most amazing grandmother and grandfather that you could ever ask for. And along with my nine other cousins, we were so grateful for getting to have her in our life. Thank you. Our Nana was unlike anybody else. She was a queen bee. She was, to me, a little Barbara Walters on steroids. She was called Another Nana to some, and she was the most loving, giving, sassy old lady in West Texas, and she would kill me for saying that. Today was supposed to be the day that I buried her under my sunset, because I begged her from when I was little that I never wanted her to leave my side, and that I would always take her with me. Last Monday, I told her that I was going to let that slide, and she laughed nervously, and it's probably because she knows that I would actually do it. The crazy part of me, being slightly headstrong, boldly outspoken, and loving all things fancy, that's the Nana in me. She was so sassy, but so classy. I watched her effortlessly look and like a million bucks everywhere she went. And she made sure to tell all of us how important it was to look the best. Because of her, I wear my fur coats in the front yard. And I don't care who sees. I know the importance of living in purpose and to serving others. And because of her, I know life is good, time is precious, and God is great. Nana showed us an amazing lifelong tribute to having faith in the Lord and love in our heart. She experienced so many trials and tribulations throughout her life, but because of her faith, she prevailed every time. She once told me, having faith in our Lord is the only reason I've gotten through cancer twice, and it's gotten me through these days without Papa. You gotta have faith, and you gotta pray. She was always so honest, sometimes too honest, and her family can attest that some of her advice stung a little. If I told any of those stories, she would haunt me. But her heart was always there to give, provide, and boldly love each of us and those of you in this community. She would want all of us to never forget that love never fails. Love is the glue that holds us together, and love can change the world. She and Papa exhibited love like no one else. They loved each other endlessly and taught us to love others even when they didn't deserve it. I know she's looking down on all of us with so much love and appreciation for each of you here. She would adore the beautiful flowers, the kind words, and more than anything, ask that you not forget the good times that you shared, and always know that she loves you to the moon and back.
Hi, I'm Whitney. I'm Becky's oldest, and this is Sarah, her youngest. The last few weeks were difficult for our family. We knew that Nana was getting ready to leave this earth, but there were some really beautiful moments. All 10 of her grandchildren were able to come and visit and spend time with her and tell her how much she meant to us and how much we loved her. And her 4 children took care of her. They were surrounding her with love the minute she took her last breath. And I'm forever grateful that the last 2 weeks of her life were filled with so much love and family. As I reflect on her life, there's so many areas to be proud of. I know now, moving forward, I will strive to be the kind of community member she was, the kind of wife she was, the kind of mother she was, and the kind of grandmother that she was. She loved our community, and she gave her time and her money to many organizations. Her two favorites were the Recovery Center and the Garza Theater. We all have summers in post with her going to plays that she loved. She had a love of theater. She saw plays in New York and London, and but her proudest were the ones that were here in her own community. As Lauren touched on, her and Papa's marriage is a role model for all of us. She had supported his career for decades. And when he finally retired, she was so excited because she was going to have more time with him and they were going to travel the world. She had it all planned out. There was only one problem. He was miserable. He hated retirement. And she was frustrated. But in the end, she said, you know what? Run for re-election. Run for judge again. She put his happiness and what fulfilled his soul in front of her own needs, which was to have him and to travel the world. And so he did it. He ran for re-election and served quite a few more years. And she got on with it, and she traveled the world with her friends. She didn't need a man to travel. She just took off on her own. And I admired that so much. And in the last couple years of his life, he was homebound. And she never left his side. He would sit in his recliner chair, and she sat right next to him on the couch, and she took care of his every need, and she never left his side, and it was a remarkable thing to witness. She was a wonderful mother and a wonderful grandmother. We all knew we could count on her unconditional love and support. She's the first one you wanted to call when you had good or bad news, because you knew she would celebrate the good news with you, and she would give you an encouraging word when you had things that were going on that were hard. She cared about what we cared about. She showed up to countless childhood activities, from soccer games and t-ball and theaters. She never missed anything. She never missed a graduation. She never missed an important moment in our lives. And when I held her hand last Friday when I was leaving, and I knew it would probably be the last time I saw her, she just smiled and she said, you know how much I love you? And I said, I do, Nana, I do know how much you love me. And we agreed that we were the lucky ones because we had shared that relationship and that love. And I will miss her terribly, I already do, but I'm so happy that she's no longer in pain and she's reunited with the love of her life in heaven. So I know she wouldn't want us all crying. She would want us here celebrating and being happy that she's in a better place. So that's all I've got. Thank you.
I was just going to briefly touch on a couple points. I read this passage at Papa's funeral, and today it feels even more special since I truly do believe Nana and Papa are happy together now. 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love. That was Papa's favorite verse. I watched him say it at several of my cousins' weddings, and I believe Nana and Papa, they were waiting, Papa was waiting for her. My sister also touched on the work that she has done in this community, especially with the Recovery Center, and how she taught myself how to be more spiritual and how to just let go, let God. And so, to finish, I would like to say the serenity prayer. Dear God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Tennessee?
I don't know.
Hi, everyone.
Today's the day to celebrate Nelda Dalby, or as I called her, Nana. Today is not to grieve or to mourn, but today is to celebrate her wonderful life. And yes, we will all miss her, but she will always live in our hearts. And she would want us to remember that God never makes a mistake. He reunited with her with Papa and her friend and her family. Nelda or Nana was a wonderful world traveler and a great collector. Also, she was a great role model to me and a truly, truly great great-grandma.
Well, I'm not really sure how to follow this precious one, but I do have a few things that I would like to say. First, thank you to everyone for coming. I know she meant so much to so many people. We were just lucky enough to be family. I'm also, as I'm thinking about the day, number one, she'd be really pissed that it's so windy because that does not equal good hair, and that was very important to her, so I'm not sure how she's taking that right now. But our hearts are just so heavy today because we lost Nana. We're so lucky to have her. She was a real jewel. When I think back on her life, though, I'm just so thankful to have had her as a model for how we should live our lives. She was so generous with her time, with her money. She was constantly giving to others and to the community, and she did it in a way that just meant a lot to the people that she helped. She had a fierce loyalty to those of us that she loved. She would protect us whether we were in the right or the wrong. And just as I think about her as a grandmother, I have so many fond memories of walking to her house and playing at her house, of going home with Papa at lunch when we would leave work together. All the fun that we had traveling in the summers. And above all else, one of the things that I treasure is her laugh. Her laugh was just, it was just one that made you laugh too, and she loved to laugh. We would always leave her house, and often Kennell and I would laugh about what we might have accidentally told her, because she loved to be in the know about everything, and she had a very good knack for prying out secrets. So probably we owe you an apology if we told any of your secrets. But no matter what those secrets were, she was always in our corner, and she just would always have excuses. I mean, my kids are big, and they might still be teething if they were grumpy. That's just what she said. They're probably just teething, honey. I just hope that one of the things that I can see from her legacy, one of the ways that I can continue that legacy, is living a life that is full of grace. You know, she just kind of accepted things as they came, and she would often say, "It is what it is," and that wasn't, she didn't mean it badly. She just meant, "I'm accepting this, and I am going to move forward gracefully," and she always would just still find time to laugh. She would find time to help other people. And I think one of the most important things of her life is that she lived a life that mattered. It didn't just matter to her. It didn't just matter to her immediate circle, but it mattered to everybody. Her life set ripples in the community that affected all of us. And I hope that I can lead a life that makes such a difference for others. So there will never be another Nelda Dalby, but there are a lot of us here today who would not be who we are today had her life not impacted us. So thank you.
scripture passages I will read speak of Nelda's humble, joyful, and gracious faith, as well as the loving and comforting presence of our God in the midst of life and death. Hear now the word of the Lord. From Isaiah chapter 40. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not lose heart. From Romans chapter 8. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. What then shall we say to this? If God is for us, who is against us? For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And lastly, from the Gospel of John, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. Let us pray. Loving and holy God, we gather today to remember the love-filled, joyous, and ever-gracious life of Nelda Dalby, and to give you thanks for the love, life, fun, faith, and friendship we have all shared with her. Nelda always made everyone feel welcome and special in her presence. She loved Giles and her family fiercely and unconditionally, always cared for others with her generous, abundant heart, and diligently sought out ways to bring comfort and healing to our world. Nelda's sparkle and zest for life will forever inspire us and embolden us to live and to love as freely and fully as she always did. As we give Nelda back to you on this day, may our sadness and grief be touched by a sense of the delight she had for life, for people, and for you, O Lord. May we be blessed by the many remembrances that will always nurture our souls, and may we be likewise open to the adventure of life and the joy of the journey. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gives us life in this world and in the next, let us now pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Love for the Father.
These are the words of the Lord from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 6. These words, I believe, also gave both energy and peace to Nelda's spirit and way of life. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. The Gospel of the Lord. Do not be anxious. Yeah, good luck with that these days. Nelda told me something extraordinary one time, rather out of the blue in an otherwise seemingly innocuous conversation. She said, you know, the one good thing about having cancer is that you don't have to worry about getting cancer. She meant it. And it helped her deal with it, heroically, I think, and she was a hero to many cancer patients and survivors who looked to her for hope and witness. I met Nelda for the first time on a house call a few days after she got back from Houston after the first surgery. I'd been pastor here for all of a couple months, and the powers that be around here thought it was about time I met her. And it was my honor then, and every time through the years since. From the start, she never let cancer define her, and her life ended many years later from other things altogether. That's how you do not be anxious. Make no mistake, it's not like she was never scared or worried. She fought cancer back a couple more times. And she channeled the energy it takes to dial back that anxiety by volunteering and fundraising for the American Cancer Society. She did that pretty much constantly through the years. As has been said, she co-founded the Garza County Recovery Center. She was deeply involved with Managed Care Board and Women's Protective Services, the emphasis always on care. Founding member of the Garza Theater Board, and grandkids have those vivid memories of going to the show with Nana. She sponsored countless clients in AA who struggled to let the day's troubles be sufficient for the day, to live one day at a time. There are people in this town now, or who passed through over the years, or likely some in this room, for whom she was their lifeline, literally. There are hundreds more who carry a story or cherish a memory of how she quietly made something happen to make their lives better. And you and I will never know most of those. It is not easy being a public figure in small-town county politics. For all the good you do and for all the heart you put into it, someone's always got a sideways glance. And sometimes deeply misleading news and stories about you and your motives. It was a time in their lives when many Sundays would come after very disturbing public conversations that week about people she loved. And she and Giles would come to worship and hold their heads high, and she'd just smile ruefully and say, "Here we go again." Nelda knew her own heart. She was also determined not to turn her opponents into enemies. She held that high ground by holding on to that crucial distinction. And her faith in the rock-solid foundation of good in her world gave her strength to continue serving and loving and quietly caring for others with heart. Do not be anxious. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. Consider the birds of the air. Nelda loved the natural world just outside her door and through her windows, especially those facing west. And she knew God had blessed her with a very unique view of his creation and his love. Even more profoundly, the birds of the air and the lilies of the field were something of a metaphor as she nurtured her family, watched them grow. On the subject of which, we have a very specific memory that captures the spirit of love and persistence and heart that she instilled in all of her kids, in the grand and the greats. I illustrate with just one example. Lyndon is her youngest grandson, granddaughter. And right after she was born, and pretty much without fail, we recall how Nelda made every Sunday picture and story day about Lyndon. We swap stories, as we have one about the same age. And one time in particular, I think Lyndon was four or so, and Nelda came in with the story of Lyndon being given a chore of some sort, which somehow didn't get fully done or completely correct. So when you don't have time to do it right, you make time to do it over. Simple. She got sent back into the fray, finished the job, and walking away, Lyndon was heard to say with a big shrug of her shoulders, "I twy and I twy." That's become sort of a mantra around our house, actually. And the power of how it captures the heart of Nelda's legacy keeps us going. Hang in there. Do not be anxious. Twy, twy again. Nelda was born with heart, and the power of God's love came into and through her heart as she joined hearts and shared her love, most of all, with the one great love of her life. Imagine a couple standing together. I think of a prayer that's part of every wedding where I preside. So imagine that couple at the altar. Imagine that couple is Nelda and Giles. And hear these words of this prayer. Grant, O Lord, that at each day's end they will be found as they are now, hand in hand, thanking you for each other. Nelda and Giles began and ended 22,229 days together, thanking God for each other. For now we see through the mirror dimly, but then face to face. Giles and Nelda now again face to face, together, together with Jesus, for eternity. Do not be anxious, one day at a time. Faith, hope, and love abide these three. The greatest of these is love. Take heart. Amen.
Well, we're going to sing One Day at a Time, and I say we because I'm really hoping that you will all sing it with me. It was a favorite of Nelda's, and that's a focus in the way that she tried to live her life. Also, as I was thinking about all this, it did not escape me that she left here on the same day that Billy Graham did. And I, if I were a betting man, I would be hard-pressed to know who to bet on that got the biggest homecoming party when they got there. But I'm not sure I can bet on Billy. But anyway, we're going to do One Day at a Time, and I sure hope you'll help us too.
Let's conclude that wonderful prayer with these words. Let us pray. With our abiding thanks, it is into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend Nelda, your servant. Acknowledge her, we pray, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of all the saints in light. Amen. To honor Nelda, go into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the suffering. Honor all people. Speak and act with love on your lips and in your heart. Be generous. Honor our life together. Be humble. Share good humor with love. Amen.